All right, our first exhibitors, Division of the Blind and Vision Impaired. This is Becky Keller and Tracy DeLuca. Excellent. All right, please tell us in a brief statement about your service, please.
So, hi, my name's Becky Keller. I'm with the Department for the Blind and Vision Impaired. I've already seen some amazing faces from the past, and it's so great to be here. Thank you for having us. I'm here with my coworker and friend, Ms. Tracy DeLuca, who works with Ed Services. We are here. We have a table in the exhibit hall. I used to work at the Virginia Rehab Center for the Blind and Vision Impaired, so if you have any questions across the board for services, employment, you name it, we're here to help. I'm here all weekend. I'll be here tomorrow as well. Any kind of questions about what we provide through the Department for the Blind and Vision Impaired, we're happy to help this wonderful community. Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you. That's good. Thank you. Perfect. That's what we want. Next, we have Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Hi, everybody. I'm Davita Lures. I'm wearing two hats. I am the person that started the Foundation Fighting Blindness chapter. FFB's mission is simple. They are the global leader spearheading research to end all, provide preventions, treatments, and cures for all blinding retinal diseases. Moving forward, if I had to just add one or two bullets to what you know, they continue to fund genetic testing and counseling nationally, as well as have a program called My Retina Tracker. So anybody who's affected, if you've got AMD and you want to connect to My Retina Tracker, we have 43,000 people in it now. And it's a way to stay directly plugged into the research and connect to the clinicians. My lion's hat is the other side that I wear, and I want to send a heartfelt thank you to all the volunteers who are here today, and in particular to Sally and my fellow lions. You guys have been great, and the conference has just been so wonderful. And thank you to Rose for pulling all that together. I mean, so we're all here today because we clearly all appreciate and value a sense of community. And what ties us together, despite any differences that we have in life and live in different places far and wide, is sight. The same thing is true for Lions. Lions Club International is the largest service organization worldwide. And when Helen Keller in 1925 asked the Lions to be the Knight of the Blind, that's where the sight connection was formed. Pick a town in Virginia and stick the name Lions Club after it, and there's a good chance that there's a club in the town or nearby. I cannot be more passionate about what we do as Lions. I love being a Lion. We're selling peanuts. My club is selling peanuts and ornaments. My husband will be here later today to help facilitate the sales. And consider joining us, and thanks.
All right, next we have the Disability Resource Center of the Rappahannock area.
Good. Hi, I'm Sally Cooney Anderson. You probably recognize my voice because I'm also the person that is doing the volunteers. This is Sue Moore, and together we are representing what we call the DRC of the Rappahannock area. And DRC is a CIL, a Center for Independent Living, which is a really important thing. We cover all of what's called Planning District 16, so just bigger than the Fredericksburg area. And what I like to say is that we provide services in two areas. We provide a ton of direct services. So people with any kind of disability could probably find something that is going on at the DRC that is going to be something they can participate in. And the other side of it is resources. If somebody at the DRC can't do it, then they know all of the people in the community to refer people to in order to get very specialized services. So I always say to people, if you have any thought that there is anything that you need, just contact either the DRC in our area, or in many of your areas there are SILs, which will also provide that same kind of service for people in need.
Great, yes. Good? Okay, thank you.
Next, we have National Industries for the Blind, and it's Kathy Gallagher.
Thank you. Good afternoon. I'm with National Industries for the Blind. Our mission is to enhance the economic and personal independence of people who are blind, primarily through creating, sustaining, and improving employment for people who are blind. We're known for our agencies throughout the country. We have a network of agencies throughout the country who employ people who are blind in manufacturing, service contracts, and many other professional type positions. I'm here today especially looking to recruit people who are blind for position openings that we have at NIB's headquarters in Alexandria, Virginia. I have a table in the exhibit hall, and I encourage, if you're not looking, to come by and hear about it so you can share the information with somebody that may be looking for a job. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Hey.
All right, next we have Patriot Vision Industries.
Hello, good afternoon, everybody. How we doing?
Yay!
Good, good. Hope everyone's having a great weekend. So I'm representing Patriot Vision Industries. We have adaptive technology for both low vision and blindness. We have CCTVs, OCR readers, and digital magnifiers. We have a wearable that we're mostly known for. It's called the Patriot Viewpoint. When you put this on, a lot of people who have Stargardt's, macular, or only peripheral vision, we take that 10% of that vision that you have and we amplify it so people can go back to the movie theaters again, they can go to sporting events with their families, they can sew, they can draw, they can read their mail. And then a couple months ago, we came out with two products that harvest AI. So with the AI, once it's hooked up to the internet in your home, it will do item descriptions for you. So if you go to the pantry and you grab a box of mac and cheese, it will tell you it's a box of mac and cheese.
That's cool.
If you have a family photo and you put it under the scanner, it will tell you what emotions are being displayed in the image. If you have an apple, an onion, anything you put under there, it will describe it for you. And it's just pretty great. So if you guys have any time to come by, I have one of everything with me and would love to show you. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Next we have Selvus BLV.
Good afternoon, everybody. How you doing? My name is Earl Harrison. I'm from Selvus BLV. You may have remembered us under the name Hims Incorporated. We changed our name because there's another Hims company that came into play that sold medical, like, subscription by mail order things. And so Hims is still well and alive and well as a brand name. We just changed the North American distribution name, the name of our company. And what we have are the BrailleSense products. Anybody here a BrailleSense user? Or any? We have BrailleSense 6, which is, think of it as a tablet. Anything you can do on a regular tablet, whether it be an iPad or a Google tablet, you can accomplish on the BrailleSense 6. The difference is we have applications that we develop ourselves that can really help streamline productivity and workflow. And one example is that, yes, you can download some of the cloud services like Drive, Dropbox, and OneDrive, but they might be accessible, but they're not necessarily a fun user experience. So what we've done is we've built those things right into our file manager. We have a lot of our own applications, our own graphing calculator, the word processor. We just released a new firmware. It's very robust. You can, for the first time ever with the BrailleSense, actually publish directly from the BrailleSense. In other words, it's got a lot more formatting capabilities. And we do have a much improved web browser experience as well. So the other product I've got is the Braille Emotion, and that is a 40-cell Braille display that has a lot of the same applications as the BrailleSense. The idea just doesn't have any online capabilities. We figure if you're going to do that stuff, you're going to connect to you can connect to a mainstream product like a computer or a tablet. We have also the Sense Player OCR, and there's also a non-OCR version. You can't feel the difference between them. Just one has a camera, one does not. And that is basically our book reader, and we also call it a communications device because you can connect it to a phone and actually use hardware buttons to use the phone. You can record conversations. You can so it's just a quick press of a record button, and you're recording. Press it again, you're not recording. So if somebody wants to pass on some information real quick, you can do that. And you can also really very quickly input numbers, which a lot of us, I think, miss on our smartphones because you're just flicking around and that kind of thing. But probably most importantly, we have candy at the booth. So we even have some sugar-free options there, like Jolly Ranchers. And we have, we're a Braille company, so we've got some Braille literature and business cards. And I thank you for your time. Stop on by.
Spell that name.
So the question is, can I spell the name? And Selvis is S as in Sam, E-L-V as in Victor, A-S, Selvas, and B-L-V for blind low vision.
All right, next will be enhanced vision. Barford and Phil Lenz.
Hello, everyone. My name is Alan Barford. My company name, Advanced Vision. I've been in the industry for January, be 25 years, representing Enhanced Vision, Low Vision products. They manufacture electronic digital magnifiers, scanners. That's kind of the bulk of what we have. Personally, myself, I do carry some headsets. Not a whole lot outside of the Enhanced Vision product line. What we have displayed out there today is what we reference is a Merlin Pro and DaVinci Pro. Some of you may have heard of that before in the past, but it is one of our flagship products that we have had out on the market for quite a while. And it has a OCR scanner built into it, so it's a magnifier scanner built in all into one unit. The DaVinci Pro has a rotating camera, so you can aim it out to see distance, watch TV, aim it back to see yourself for grooming purposes, that type of thing. And of course, the Merlin is just your traditional desktop CCTV, so it's a scanner magnifier. And then we have just a standalone scanner that we have out there. I have Philip Lenz with me today. He is a dealer for Enhanced Vision, and he has other territories that kind of border me. So he and I are over there sharing a table together. Thank you very much. It's great to be here, and I look forward to seeing y'all.
Thank you so much. Next, we have Banda Pharmaceuticals, Maggie Felton.
Good morning. Oh, good afternoon, almost friends. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Good. I feel like everybody needs to get up and jump up and get some energy going. And I say that because I'm a nurse. That's my job to do those things. I'm so happy to be here. My name is Maggie Felton. I am a nurse. I'm a nurse educator. I am here on behalf of Vanda. If you guys don't know who they are a company that I represent, but I'm part of their patient outreach program, which means I'm part of education and awareness. So my job is to educate folks about things that matter to them. So I am here today to share information about NON24, and that's N-O-N, and the number 24, sleep disorder. I know a lot of you have heard about it. A lot of you know a lot about it. I've been doing this for 6 years, and I see a lot of familiar faces, but there's still some folks out there that might have not heard about it. And just a quick thing about the NON24. By the way, guys, if you hear an accent coming from me, and you probably do, born and raised in Poland. I've been here since I was 14 years old. So if you hear something off, just ignore it. You guys can laugh at me later. But NON24 is a sleep disorder that affects folks who are visually impaired, folks that may be totally blind and may have no light perception, not exclusive to totally blind. We know a lot of folks with low vision have it. But basically, you have an inability to fall asleep or stay asleep at nighttime and stay awake during the daytime. And essentially, your body has a very hard time figuring out when is daytime and when is nighttime, okay? So it is a very chronic condition. It is manageable. A lot of people don't know about it. They believe that lack of sleep is part of blindness. It is not. It's a real condition. So if you'd like to learn more about it, I do have a table, and I hope to see you guys there. I have lots of great resources, pamphlets, booklets, information. So if you'd like to learn more, I hope to see you there. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Gee, I wonder if she brought ice cream like they do at the national convention.
I did not bring ice cream today. But I will definitely next time.
We'll forgive you.
Okay.
Okay, who's next? All right, next we have Sportable Richmond Adaptive Sports and Recreation. We have Dave Robbins and Meredith Terley.
Good morning or good afternoon. My name is Andrea. I've been with Sportables about maybe 3 years or 2 years, something like that. Sportable is a nonprofit organization that we do sports for physical and or blind or visually impaired. We do from any sport you can think of. I have retinitis pigmentosa. It's basically like I see like a straw, no peripheral vision, only center vision. I've done cycling, blind soccer, goalball, and kayaking. And it's really fun because you get to interact with other people that are either have a physical disability or blind or visually impaired. We have a table in the exhibit hall. If you have any questions, please stop by. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Now, I'm going to be on the other end real quick. I'm going to tell you, if you join Sportables, which I'm just saying, it's a wonderful program. I have RP as well, ushers. But I wanted to let y'all know that once you join Sportables, it is also free for the visually impaired. So if you live in the state of Virginia, it is free to join. Also, you get a Y membership for that, for yourself and your entire family. So you can also, there's no excuses then not get in shape, right? Yeah. This is coming from a girl that once was a water aerobic instructor and still is. So y'all, that's why I wanted to let y'all know we do have a table as well, and I would love to talk to you more about it, Andrea and I. So please come see us.
Thank you. Next we have Adaptive Guiding Eyes for the Blind. We have Cindy LeBon and Laurel Porterfield.
Hello. I'd love nothing better than one of my puppies to go to one of you and live in their best life. We're always looking for puppy raisers. It's very rewarding. And we also they go to homes with other disabilities, deaf and blind and other disabilities. Cindy was telling me about that. She's got a lot of experience. And I just love spending time here with Goodman. I've raised several puppies, and each of them has a different personality. And yes, it's hard to give them up, but it's also really cool to see what they go on, the awesome work they go on to do, and the cool people that you meet through this organization. So I'm taking names. Come see us.
She's got a book.
Yeah, I got a book. Not afraid to use it. Here you go. Where is that?
All right. Hello, everybody. I'm Cindy. Most of you know me. If not me, you know Goodman. And I just wanted to say I'm representing Capital Area Guide Dog Users, otherwise known as CAGDU, and we have members here. We would love to have you join us and join our group. We represent Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and one Delawarean. And just to let you know, you don't have to have a guide dog. You may want to join because maybe eventually you will get a guide dog. I joined GDUI in 2007 and CAGDU. I didn't get a dog until the end of 2012. I never knew I would ever have a guide dog. But knowing who we are, what we have, we would love to have you. It's also, we do a lot of support. We're doing a lot with, as you know, the denial with Uber and Lyft, which we've all had. Well, we're working with that also. And so come by our table. We have candy. We have brochures, things you can give out to stores and restaurants for signature guides, and also to give to people on what you don't do when you approach a guide dog, such as, let me pet your doggy. So anyways, we would love for you to come by and say hi and see Goodman's book.
All right. Yes. Goodman's a star.
He is a celebrity. He has, we have a book out. It's on Amazon. Everybody says they're waiting for it to go in the New York bestseller list. And he is a polar bear plunger. And he also, we've been on cruises, everything. I have done more since I lost vision and have a dog than when I had vision.
There you go. All right. Thank you, Cindy. Next, we have Virginia Commonwealth University. Diane Pollock, please tell us about your research.
Hi, thank you very much. I'd like you guys to all think about when you were reading, maybe reading a work report, or maybe you're reading a textbook or a how-to book, or just even surfing the internet, and you've come across a visual graphic. Wouldn't you like to just be able to click on it and have it accessible for you? That's what we're doing at VCU. We're working on a system to automatically convert and render visual graphics through touch, through enhanced vision, using audio and braille labels, as well as a robot assistant. We have a few things going on at our table. First of all, we're happy to talk to you about our project and give you a postcard so you can follow our project as we progress. And also, if you're interested in joining a focus group, we're running focus groups right now. The other thing, for those of you who use magnifiers, for the magnifying programs, we want to use a color palette that is going to be effective for your vision. And so if you have a few minutes to come by and take a look at our palettes so that you can give us some feedback so that we can decide on whether we go with them or we improve them to be more effective for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Next we have JW.org, Kevin Burris. And he's going to tell us about the braille and audio materials that he has.
All right. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here with you all. So JW.org, Jehovah's Witnesses, are found as a global organization in 240 lands. And we help our local communities through our Bible-based publication or education work, I should say. So if we're caring for people in 240 lands, we have to have Bibles, literature, digital media available in those languages. And so currently we translate the aforementioned into 1,108 languages. We currently print Braille Bibles in 50 languages, and we have 100 plus sign languages, including the first ever complete Bible in American Sign Language. It's also been completed in Brazilian, Italian, Mexican, and Russian languages. JW.org also provides free Bible study aids for those who are blind or visually impaired. And these include Braille and large print publications. It also we also have audio publications that can be accessed via JW.org or via our free app, JW Library and Alexa. Additionally, we have screen reader, note taker files, as well as DAISY and MP3 formats are also available. And then we have videos with audio descriptions that are also published on JW.org. Everything on JW.org or JW Library is free. It doesn't cost you anything. And so we really do encourage you to stop by the exhibit that we have, our table, for a demonstration to understand more about those aforementioned formats. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Our next person is AP Real Oils and More, April Branch.
Good afternoon. Hi. So yes, I wanted to tell you a little bit about shea butter, which is the crux of my products. It's the main component. So shea butter is a rich, creamy moisturizer, and it's often called liquid gold because it's packed with vitamins okay. A, E, and F, and they're all essential for nourishing and healing the skin. Shea butter is a blessing for aging the blind and disabled skin because, number one, it has deep moisture for skin protection. Also, two, it's gentle and soothing for sensitive skin. Also, anti-aging benefits. It's good for healing dry and cracked areas, and also easy to apply even for caregivers. So I have my products outside if you want to come out and order. I do have shea butter based products, whereas one of my testimonies is I had eczema as a child and it was really bad, and I was always prescribed this medication or this cream, but it would just mask the itch. It wouldn't like really do anything to heal it. So that set me on my journey of researching like essential oils, carrier oils, shea butter, things that are natural based, that are made naturally from the earth, that will actually help heal your skin. So if you want to come see me, I have some order forms. This is an example of one here where you just fill that out based on your skincare needs. And then I have an Etsy shop as well as a PayPal invoices where you can order online any of my shea butter products. And I'm also fashion stylist to the keynote speaker, Deborah Hill. Yeah, so nice. I love the fact that I'm able to showcase fashion and all the things, but as well sell my products. So thank you guys for the opportunity to share my products with you today, and hopefully you'll come see me. Thank you.
Thank you. Teresa, it's your turn. Come on down. All right, breathing inspiration. She's going to tell us a little bit about the wonderful things she creates.
Hello, everyone. I'm Teresa Breeden, and I am Breeden Inspiration. So a little bit about what we do, Gail is here with me. We have started a local knit and crochet group at the library, and we work with the fiber arts group from ACBVA, which I also run, and we make items and we donate them to charities, local charities. And it first started off with my friend Gail. She makes worry worms, and you got a worry worm in your gift bag. And these, I will let her explain what a worry worm is.
Well, I, not to contradict Teresa, I changed their names. I call them wiggle worms because we don't always worry.
And they're soft.
But they're just little soft worms that I made, and I've probably made 3,000 to date, and I give them away. People want to buy them all the time, and I do not accept. My mom, where she works, she hands them out, and we meet people in the parking lot, and they'll show us their little wiggle worms. So it's just a little happy. I would caution, don't keep it in the direct sunlight because their eyes will pop out.
Oh, interesting.
And also at our table, we have some crocheted items. There are called towels, and they just wrap around your neck. They're a continuous loop, and you can wear it two different ways. If you wear it one way, it is like a turtleneck. So, and if you flip it around the other way, if you remember back in the 80s where they flipped up their collars, you can wear it like that too. So it'll help keep your ears warm a little bit as well. And then inside here in the room, back at the table where I'm sitting, I'm Teresa, I'm also the treasurer for ACBVA. Next to the merchandise that we're selling, we also have my products, which is handmade greeting cards. They are not brailled, however, in the inside they are left blank that you can fill out and write what you want to in the inside. And also I sell low vision books. So I have journals where the lines are, you know, nice and bold and lots of room to write, and planners, gratitude journals, and a password keeper book that you can keep track of your passwords, and an address book. So if you're like me and you still want to write things down because you're low vision, there's still a way for you to do that. So come on back whenever you want to and check out the things that we have. And thank you very much.
All right. Next, we're going to have Tara Izaz from Prevention of Blindness.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tara Aziz from the Prevention of Blindness. We are a nonprofit organization that has been around since 1936. We started with, during that time, with going to schools and providing eye exam and glasses for those who need them. And we still do that. We still have the same program. We also have three low vision resource centers in Alexandria, DC, and Bethesda. And those of us who work there, we all are visually impaired. We show people devices that are available, magnifiers, some OCR products. We help them with accessibility for their computers, smartphones, and tablets, to just tips for daily living, how to wear makeup if they want to know, and other things as well. We go to retirement communities and we have support groups. So in the area, some of these groups we manage, and some of them we help with speakers and topics as well. We have our monthly newsletter that showcases our monthly events, the virtual ones and the in-person ones. And if anybody likes to sign up, we have our table in the other room. So just pass by and we will tell you about other projects as well. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. All right, I'm now going to hand it back to Roseanne, and it will be time for lunch. Are you hungry? I am.
Thanks, Donna. That was great. Thank you so much.